Cari fratelli vescovi italiani, sono realmente felice di incontrarvi.
Pope Benedict XVI said he was united with the Italian bishops in their campaign to inform Christian voters about the dangers of the country's upcoming referendum on in vitro fertilization. Next month's vote will attempt to strike down the existing legislation on assisted procreation, which up till now, under Italian law, was only available under certain restrictions. Father Roberto Colombo is director of the Molecular Biology Laboratory at Milan's Catholic University. He says that the proposed legislation is a reflection of how across Europe governments are steadily chipping away at the sacredness of life.
Those who want to modify this law wish to allow the physician and the couple to decide how many embryos be produced during this procedure. They want to introduce pre-implantation diagnosis, which means embryo selection and destruction during this procedure.
Pope Benedict told the bishops Monday morning that this issue is not only a Catholic one, but one which should concern all humanity. Life, he said, a human life cannot be used as a medical experiment, a view Father Colombo, as both scientist and priest, shares.
Human life cannot be voted. Men cannot be exploited in order to obtain whatever end. Man is an end in himself.
The Italian Bishops' Conference is urging people to abstain from the vote. They say that even if the current law on in vitro fertilization is not perfect, it is more desirable than the proposed changes. Society, said the Pope in his concluding remarks, must have the same care and concern for the life of the unborn human as it does for the welfare of its weakest members, such as the poor, the ill, the victims of war, and of any form of violence.
E qui non lavoriamo per interessi cattolici, ma sempre per l'uomo creatura di Dio.
I'm Ian McCarthy.